Welcome to Big Broadway Energy, the podcast with your host, Stephen Reardon. That's me. Thanks so much for being here, friends. Okay, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Tampa Bay is full of talent. There are so many people who love being part of our arts community, and we are so lucky to have not only the people, but the theaters to go and enjoy and use our skills as best we can in these theaters that are all over Tampa Bay. And I've met so many artists who've become friends, mostly because they speak the language of theater, and I love that language, but also because they're great artists and I just become fans of them. And today we have one such person on the pod. If you are a fan of community theater, you have most definitely seen him because he has been in, are you ready for this, over 50 productions in the Tampa Bay area. I think that qualifies him as his new title, the King of Community Theater. Please welcome TJ Vanaris to Big Broadway Energy. Welcome, TJ.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it. Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's so good to have you here.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here.
We've been trying to schedule this for months. I'm so glad it finally worked out. TJ and I met a few years ago at 8 o'clock theater in a show called Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, where we were both brothers of that wacky
brothers
dream
for
finder,
life.
Joseph. Brothers from, yeah, other mothers, yeah. Same father who mm-hmm. was having children all over the world. TJ is currently appearing in the British farce See How They Run at West Coast Players, and we're going to talk about that show a little later. But first, I have so many questions about TJ and his background because I think it's so fascinating. And just to talk about the sheer amount of shows that this gentleman has performed, how did you get started in community theater?
So I kind of started off back in high school. My sister, she got involved with her drama classes. And so I told myself, if she can do these sorts of things, then I could do the same. I'm a theater kid. I've been doing theater most of my life. So I went and auditioned for my first high school production. It was a musical titled How to Eat Like a Child and Other Lessons in Not Being a Grown-Up.
Love
so
it.
So it was basically like how to eat like a child, how to beg for a dog, how to torture your sister, all those types of lessons. It was a musical too. It was really a lot of fun. And back then I was just this shy sophomore in high school. And this particular production, I got to make lots of friends and really to improve my musical theater skills.
And sure.
From there, the rest is just history. I really did a lot of productions with my high school drama department. We did this production. We did The Wizard of Oz. We went to thespian district and state competitions.
Nice.
We did one-act competitions, and which one of them I won for favorite supporting actor.
Where did you go to high school?
Tarpon Springs High School.
What, do you remember your troop number?
It was 1134, and I still remember it after all these years.
I only ask that because I am also a thespian, 4127,
yep,
St. Pete Catholic.
Yep.
And you become, you're in this quote-unquote troop, but you really do get friends for life from that. Do you still kind of hang out or talk to people from high school that you started doing shows?
I still connect with them.
Love it. I love the connections you make in theater. So many people have the urge to perform. I know when I talk to people and they ask what I do and I say what I do, oftentimes they're just like, you can tell they are so jealous. They want to do it so bad, but
seriously,
they don't
yes.
really know
no,
how,
don't.
They don't know how, either it's like stage fright gets in their way or they don't trust themselves to try. Did you see it as something that you would see yourself doing down the road?
So to be honest, I really didn't know that community theater existed when my sister did drama and back in my high school days. I didn't know that community theater was actually a thing within the Pinellas County area.
Sure.
I just thought when I heard these particular names, like for instance, 8 o'clock theater, Francis Wilson, West Coast Players, I just assumed that these were just ordinary professional theater
sure.
companies that performed with the Stress Center in Tampa.
So you found them and you realized that this is not for a certain kind of person. That's what I love about you. You decide to do something and you do it, man. And you don't
yeah.
let anything step in your way, which I think is great. And I think that's a good point for people who are unsure of how to get started. I know a lot of people ask me, how do I even get started? And there are just so many community theaters and their websites have audition notices. And you can just go to these auditions and you don't have to be an expert. You don't have
no.
to be like, I would love to hear your thoughts the first few times you auditioned for those things. Like,
sure.
did you feel nervous? Was there a secret formula you figured out how to do and like ace these auditions?
Yes. Something inside me just told me that I had to just browse through the internet to see what I can find. And then one day I came across Tarpon. It was called Tarpon Springs Performing Arts. Today, it's called Tarpon Arts. Mm. Okay, let me just check this database. Let me see if I can find anything that might interest me. And so I went to their page, and I found an audition link. And the first thing I saw was that they were holding auditions for Fiddler on the Roof, which, by the way, was my very first community theater production to begin with.
Awesome.
And so I went to the audition. I really didn't know anybody of the friends I knew like I knew now. I was just shy. I was just, okay, I'll just keep pretty chill, just schmooze, just to see what kind of competition we got here. And so I went did my audition, I think I remember I sang Miracle of Miracles, and I got cast in that show, and I played multiple parts within that show. I was the priest, I played a Russian, and I was also a bottle dancer, too.
I love that. When you're in those big musicals, too, it's such an opportunity to meet new people. And those shows, Fiddler or Joseph that we did, I mean, talking 20, 30, 40 people sometimes in these casts. And you really do become friends. And I think a lot of times my friends who are not in the theater, they seem lonely because it's hard to make friends when you're an adult. Community theater is a great place to make friends.
To get to know, familiarize myself with the people in my cast, just to know their backgrounds. And then the minute I started becoming friends with them, I just told myself I knew this was the right place for me. I finally just fit in. And speaking of which, so for Fiddler, we had about 80 people in that show. That was probably one of our biggest casts we've had. Steven.
That's incredible. 80 people. Mm-hmm. Think about the backstage. Think about the costumes. Think about the amount of people that
I
are
know,
just sheerly.
Team. Yes, doing all the effortless work. And
yeah, it's awesome. I love that. I love that. So for me, I love being on stage. But as I'm getting older and I really just I'm picky about the plays I do now, I don't really want to go out unless I really love the project.
Yes.
You, with over 50 productions on your resume, it feels like you love the process. Can you talk about a favorite experience or a role that you remember as really out of that huge pool of shows you've done? Do you remember a show that you loved the most?
Oh my gosh. With all the 50 shows I've done, I have so many favorite roles. It's just hard to pick one. But I'm just going to go two of my absolute favorites that I've done. My most favorite recent role that I did was playing the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz at Francis Wilson Playhouse in December 2024, and I actually did it with Tarpon High in 2010. Of course, I didn't get the line. I was an apple tree. I was a munchkin. The whole process, it was such an unforgettable experience. But when I heard that Francis Wilson was going to do it for their 2024 season, I knew the moment that I had to try out. So I went and tried out. I originally wanted to get the part of the Tin Man, but a couple of days later, my director sent me a text saying, "Hey, I want you to play the Cavalry Lion. Would you be interested?" And I immediately just told him, "Yes, please." I had to play the lion. It is just my absolute. It's been my dream role for years, and years. I worked with three incredibly talented people who played Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man. We all got along pretty well. We were a family.
Yeah,
and that's the whole process of community theater too. You don't just grow as actors by the end of the performance. You grow to be a family, and that's really what community theater is about. It's about family.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I have a family of origin, but I don't have a partner or children or like I spend a lot of time by myself. So when I have the opportunity to be in a show, my cast always feels like they lift me up. And you're right. By the end of a show, it does feel like a family. You're relying on each other so much. When you're on stage, if you can rely on the people on stage with you, you feel like you're part of this thing that becomes bigger than yourself, maybe. That's kind of why I love it. It's like I can be part of something and it feels like we are one group trying to create this story. I love that.
Yeah, we're just the storytellers on the stage. We have to bring it to life and for the audience perspective, make them feel like they're a part of our story.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you feel that there are some theaters that are a little more equipped to do big shows and theaters that you like to work at? Not more than others, but like, when you go into this theater, it's going to be like a professional experience.
I think I'm mostly connected with that towards 8 o'clock theater because they produce the best high quality shows within the Tampa Bay area. They take more of the professional side, but overall, they're just very compassionate, and it's the people that forces me to go back and do these shows with them, dedicated staff members who are willing to produce the best high-quality stories.
For sure. When you work with theaters like that, too, when they see your work ethic, I have a feeling they want to work with you again.
Absolutely, yes.
TJ, you didn't miss one rehearsal. When you book a show, you are just in it so much. You're in it so hard, and it's people forget that community theater isn't. We're not getting paid. And more often than not, we have to pay. A lot of times pay for our own costumes, or we have to pay for gas to get there. Yeah. There's so much that we have to give back and for that experience. And I think you don't take that for granted.
That's my purpose, Stephen. Every time when I go to a show, my purpose of it, I don't care if I'm getting paid or not. I'm just there to do what I like doing best. And that's just making lots of people happy.
That's right. And there are no small parts. And again, like you as an actor, I've noticed from the smallest part you play in an ensemble to a leading role like the Cowardly Lion, like you take, it's always the same amount of effort you put in it and it shows. And every time I've seen you on stage, it feels that way. Now, if you were lucky enough to see Cabaret at 8 o'clock theater last year, you saw the amazing performance that TJ gave, but you might not know it was TJ. You want to talk about who you played in Cabaret?
Yeah. So I was one of the Cabaret boys or the men. I was Herman. For the listening audience, you probably don't know this, but I was actually cast as the gorilla when we did the number, If You Could See Her From My Eyes. And oh my gosh, I had so much fun playing that part. I constantly just, I had to work out because the gorilla just moves back and forth on and off stage. And oh my goodness.
Yeah. It was intense.
It was pretty intense, Steven. Yes, no doubt. It was pretty intense playing that gorilla, especially with I have makeup on and being inside that mask.
And if you've never seen Cabaret, the gorilla in that song represents basically the idea of someone who is not of the Jewish faith aiding someone who is of the Jewish faith. And at that time in the world, it was pretty taboo to do that. And so the gorilla represents so much more. But he has to be active and he has to be such an athlete, really, to do it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you were playing that till after the show. And I was like, who was that? Gorilla was awesome.
Yeah, listen, nobody had a freaking clue. They just thought it was just one of the lady on
the dancers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, one of the cabaret girls playing the gorilla. But they had no idea that it was a guy, me, playing that role.
So you're currently in a show called See How They Run. So you're back in World War II Germany,
but you're having
a little more fun in this production. Give us a quick synopsis of the show and who you're playing in.
Yeah, so this particular farce is written by a British author, Philip King. And I believe this is the first time that it's being performed within the Tampa Bay area. I'm not sure. It's set during World War II at the Vicarage in the fictitious village of Merton cum Middlewick. I think that's how I pronounce it. And so it involves our main character, Penelope Tube, who is an American actress. She's married to this vicar, and she's just struggling to maintain her life in the village, as well as trying to maintain her daily duties as her wife. But then her past slowly begins to creep up on her when her old friend Clive Winton, I think that's the character's name, he's enlisted in the army and he's come to pay Penelope a visit, and they plan to sneak off to a night performance of Private Lives. And to avoid a scandal, Clive disguises himself as Penelope's husband, and then they both sneak off to the performance, but then everything starts to go awry upon their return. And throughout the show, chaos slowly begins to escalate when several other men who all come in, they dress in clerical attire, and they all claim to be the vicar, which results in mishaps and confusion. And this literally, it's all just nonstop hilarity throughout the production.
And a lot of physical comedy, of, I'm sure.
Yes, a lot of physical, a lot of door slamming, running shenanigans.
Who do you play?
So I play, my character is the intruder. He's an escaped communist prisoner who goes on a socialistic rampage bent on destroying the capitalist swine for good. And the one thing, Steven, said, this production, the character I play in this show, it's very special to me because actually this is the second time I played the intruder. I played it in my high school production in 2009. And my good friend Brad, who's on the board for West Coast Players, he was head of the drum department at the time. And he's the one who directed and produced me in that show.
Oh my gosh. So you get to work with him again.
Not exactly. I have a different director who I worked with for many years.
Oh, he's on the board at West Coast.
Yeah, he's on the board.
He's not directing this one.
No, he's on the board. Yeah, my friend Jamie is the one who's directing. And he's cast, he's produced a lot of shows in a Tarpon. And he is such a phenomenal director to work with. Really great guy.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I love British farce. If you've never seen a British farce, it is such a exhausting thing to do if you're on stage doing it because it's nonstop, right?
Yeah,
but
nonstop.
And the audience is like doesn't even know where to look sometimes because there's so much going on.
Seriously,
on stage.
Yeah, lots of going on.
It's so fun. So in addition to TJ's 50 productions he's done, he also happens to be a full-time certified paralegal. This guy works harder than anybody I know. It keeps you very busy.
It does, yes.
But I do love to ask my guests, especially those who work professionally in other fields, but they also act, how do you use art in your everyday life when you're not on stage? What kind of skills have you gotten from your world in the arts that helps you in your real life?
So I believe that the number one skill that artists and performers alike have to use within their everyday lives is communication. I really feel that speaking and communication are the key aspects to be an actor. You really have to know how to speak in a very certain professional way. And like with my profession, when I'm speaking to clients, I have to make sure that they have to understand me pretty well and the services that I provide to them.
The specificity of your job, oftentimes you're getting more face time with the clients than the attorney does for the most part a lot of times,
right?
Yeah, I
do. I'm really the backbone for the attorneys, yes.
So that's true, communication. And I think people forget that theater's not just about learning lines and getting on stage. It's giving these life skills. And I also coordinate in high schools all over Pinellas County. I help theater teachers. And I got to tell you, this generation of kids, they've had a phone in front of them their whole life. They don't even know how to look up and talk to people.
No.
And so this is such an opportunity to get people that gift. Because it is a gift. Being able to do that in everyday life, we take it for granted. But It is really hard, and I agree with you. I think communication is key, especially.
And also, here's one thing I forgot to point out too. Memorization is also a good aspect for actors too. And like with my work, there's a lot of things I have to memorize, like how to draft correspondence, how to schedule hearings, and that's the kind of same tone that I have to use to make sure that my clients get the best services. And
without a doubt.
Without a doubt, yes.
I would trust you with my paralegal needs. See How They Run is playing at West Coast Players. It's currently open and is playing select dates through September the 6th. So for tickets, please visit www.wcptheaterer.com and go and enjoy a British farce. I promise you will not be bored. I promise you will love every second of it. And if TJ is on stage, you are going to have a ball.
Oh my goodness, seriously, yes. You will have a blast once you see me get up on that stage and do my magic. You are in for some big surprises, people.
I love it. The king of community theater, TJ Maneras, thank you for being here, dude. It's really nice to see you.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on the show, Stephen. And yeah, just being here to share my experience with you guys and to our listening audience. And
yeah, no, it's fun. And I get to do it every week, and I'm so lucky. Hey, did you know that Big Broadway Energy is nominated for Best Podcast in Tampa Bay? It's true. If you'd like to vote for The Pod, or Radio St. Pete for Best Radio Station, or Soundscapes for Best Radio Show, head over to BOTBTampaBay.com, or just Google Creative Loafing Best of the Bay. And you can do that. And voting is live through August 30th, and you can vote every day if you're registered. So we at RadioSt.Pete.com would love the support. And thank you, dear listener, for joining us on Big Broadway Energy. If you or someone you know would like to be on the show, email me, will you? BigBroadwayEnergy, all one word, @gmail.com. Until next time, friends, be kind, be curious, and keep creating. Bye, everybody.